You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Great Lakes are the largest group of freshwater lakes on the planet, but the future of the water is uncertain. Every year, the Native American Mother Earth Water Walkers trek hundreds of miles around the Great Lakes, hoping to raise awareness of water issues in our region. This year, the group's making its 2,000-mile trip from Duluth, Minnesota to Quebec, Canada. Stateside producer Mercedes Mejia caught up with the group near Leamington, Ontario, and learned that the walk is more than a call to action. For many, it's a spiritual journey that connects them to each other and to other Indigenous communities.
On a warm summer day before the sunrise, the water walkers are on the road in Essex County, Ontario, near Lake Erie. Sharon Manitowabi makes sure I'm following protocol for the walk that's considered to be a ceremony or a prayer walk.
You smudged?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not on your moon time, eh?
No.
I've been given a proper sage blessing to begin the day, and I can't be on my period during the walk. Manitowabi and the others believe water is sacred. The words water is life and water is alive are written in white marker on their van. The women in the group carry water in a copper vessel. The men walk with an eagle-feathered staff. Some walk in silence, others sing. Here's Sharon Manitowabi.
Once the ceremony starts, the water needs to move constantly. It never stops. It can move slower or faster, but it cannot stop during that whole day. We can start anywhere from 2 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the morning. And we can walk as little as 4 hours a day. Sometimes we walk 13 hours a day.
The journey for these water walkers began in Duluth, Minnesota, back in mid-April. Through rain showers, snowstorms, and even heat waves, every walker has a personal reason for taking on the challenge.
Yeah, so I'm walking for the water and for my husband, because he just passed away 10 weeks ago. So to honor his family and his people, and our people, because we all need water, I decided that this would be a good thing to do.
The severity of what's happening to the water. We're all affected. Every race is affected. And I walk for my grandchildren and those that are coming.
That was John George, and before him, Star Brass. They're part of the core group of walkers making their way to Matane, Quebec, some 4.5 hours northeast of Quebec City. This 3-month trip, spanning nearly 2,000 miles, takes a lot of preparation and planning. And the walkers rely on volunteer support from Native American communities along their route. A big part of their mission is to meet and learn about those communities.
So the water blessing will be down at Point Pelee National Park, and then we'll come back here for the feast, which our community members are cooking for.
In downtown Leamington, members of the Caldwell First Nation have a buffet-style dinner ready for the water walkers. Beth Ann Cook is one of the volunteers. She says the walkers are bringing together Native and non-Native people alike.
It's bringing awareness to the communities that they pass through. And, you know, folks are realizing that, hey, our water isn't good. Maybe they'll feel motivated to get involved to help save our water.
The walk is meant to bring awareness to a variety of water issues. Sharon Manitowabi says whether it's what happened in Flint with the lead-tainted water or the oil pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac, she says people are frustrated about the lack of concern around the health of the Great Lakes. But she says people just don't know what to do.
There's an underlying feeling with people that there is something wrong with the water and that there needs to be action taken, but they don't know how to voice that. When they see us walking on the road, they come out of their houses. And a lady came to me this morning in tears and thanked us for walking for the water, for praying for the water. We get thumbs up and people honk their horns at us. And it's the joyfulness to know that somebody's trying to do something about it.
Jennifer Rasper is also walking for the water. She's from Escanaba in the Upper Peninsula and part of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians.
Our lakes are sick. They're real sick. You know, Lake Erie is one of the worst ones. You know, Huron's not any better, especially with the different plants on both sides, not just Canada, but the U.S. too. You know, paper mills and the electric plants, you know, that are using our water to cool down these big tubes, you know, and that water's getting pumped back out into our lakes. And, You know, look at our fish aren't even as healthy as they used to be. The lake that I live on Michigan, it's pretty bad. Like, there's times where I can't even let our children go swimming because they'll come out with a rash.
So what will you do for the water? That was a question posed to Josephine Mandaman some 14 years ago at a meeting with First Nations leaders. Grandmother Josephine, as she's lovingly called, is a respected elder from Thunder Bay. Her answer was to grab a copper pail with water and walk in prayer.
And the pail of water that I carry is the water of life, the water of life that I carry in my body. I carry that pail of water for everybody. And I pray and I sing while I walk.
Grandmother Josephine has walked around all the Great Lakes and other major bodies of water and has helped Indigenous communities around the world start their own water walks. But due to health issues, this will be her last water walk. She's decided to pass the baton to the next generation.
It's all about the water. It's not about me. It's not about the walkers. It's just about the water. And I'm hoping that the young people can start moving the water too in their own communities, wherever they are. It doesn't have to be a long walk. It could be a walk around the lake. Adopt their own little lake. They could start doing their own walks.
The water walkers are inspired by what Grandmother Josephine has been able to accomplish, and they plan to continue the yearly tradition. This year's water walk ends in Matane, Quebec, at the end of July. For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.